Shall we?
Are you ready?
I think
ma'am?
So.
Ma'am?
I think so. Sir?
Hey, listen!
Hadouken!
Welcome to Game Boys, where we talk about the finest, the flirtiest, and the handsomest of video games across the interwebs. Sitting across from me, Mr. William Willie D20 Henderson.
Good evening.
Did you know today is National Coffee Day?
Yeah, I told you that.
No, I just told it to
you. No, I told you.
That's not how the world works.
And you didn't believe me.
That's not how the world
works.
Because
I heard it from a black person. That's why
you
didn't believe me.
I knew. Did you know? I do have a trivia question, though. So out of every 10 Americans, how many of them drink coffee?
9.7.
This is according to USA Today. 6 out of 10 Americans drink coffee every day.
Somebody's lying.
Right, someone's in denial. I just quit yesterday, so sorry.
I only had one yesterday. That doesn't really count. I only have like 3 or 4.
I had a macchiato. Is that coffee?
Dude, when people are like, I had 5 cups of coffee, I'm just fucking wired.
Yeah.
They're like,
5 does nothing.
Coffee doesn't keep me up. I'm like, what?
5 does nothing.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. You got to find like a good coffee. I think that's the problem. Everyone's like, coffee doesn't do anything. I think you have to find a coffee that works for you, like vitamins and shit like that. Everyone has their own blend, you know, and maybe your body just doesn't like Kona coffee. So
right, which is unlikely, but
yeah, it's that red dirt, that volcano dirt, bro. That's that makes the best coffee and the best weed. So
yeah, the Pineapple Express. So,
I was looking for where National Coffee Day started, and it's just a corporate.
Of course it is.
It's just marketing, bro. Like National Best Friend Day. It's just marketing, bro. It's
And Taco Tuesday.
That's a real thing.
That's not a real thing.
In Guadalajara,
only
it's every Tuesday, only they give SoCal out free tacos to the poor.
Made from human flesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're called cartacos.
Yeah.
Cartel tacos.
Can of tacos.
Yeah. So I guess September 29th is National Coffee Day. And then 2 days later, there's a lesser known International Coffee Day. But then October 1st, which is Friday, is Pumpkin Spice Day.
I thought you were going to say the Universal Coffee Day.
The Galactic Coffee Federation.
Is Pumpkin Spice Day?
Yeah, right, that's weird. You know what is good, though, is the pumpkin cold brew at Starbucks. They put like a pumpkin cream on their nitro cold brew, and it's so good. It shouldn't be that good. It really shouldn't.
Okay, all right. I have a gift card to Starbucks.
Really?
Yeah. It's only
$10. You don't just have like a card on your phone. You're like, boop. We accidentally add $25 sometimes. You're like, fuck, now I gotta get coffee.
No.
Never done that?
I think I used to have the app. I don't have it anymore, though.
Why? You get points, bro.
And they have food. There's not a Starbucks that's convenient.
Do you're right next to one.
Yeah, but it's not convenient.
You don't go that way for the freeway?
No. And even if I go that way, I have to make a U-turn at that intersection, and that line's always backed up almost out of that parking lot. And I'm just like, that's not worth my time.
That's fair. Speaking of parking lots, I went to the store today, and there was a dude in some fresh-ass Jordans with Beats headphones sitting outside of the store and going, hey, sir, do you have a dollar? Like, excuse me?
Sell your Beats, bro. Like an NBA 2K character.
Yeah. I was like, what do you know? But I understand why you're poor, because you're fresh J's and you're clean B's, bro.
It's hard to keep that up, keep up that appearance, dude.
It's high maintenance.
Yeah.
I had a thingy. Oh, October games are free games. Did you see what they are?
Nope.
Did you see what they are?
Have they announced it?
They did. I think it was this morning, actually.
Yeah, it is that day, huh?
Yeah. It is National Coffee Day. I've been trying to tell you all morning.
It's also the day, it's the Wednesday, it's the last Wednesday of the month, which is when they announce what games they're going to put out.
Yeah, so
shut the fuck up.
You special people who have PlayStation 5s, y'all get to play something called Hell Let Loose.
Oh, sounds fun.
That does sound fun. Unless it's like a Guitar Hero game. We don't know. I have it could be.
Remember
anything.
Brutal Legend?
Brutal Legend?
With Jack Black?
No.
Oh, let me pull it up.
Please do.
Keep talking.
But for the rest of us normies here with the PlayStation 4s, we get to play PGA 2K21.
Okay.
And Mortal Kombat X.
Okay.
Which is dope. Those are fun.
Those are good.
I also already
choices.
I already own Mortal Kombat, so.
Oh, that sucks. I'll play PGA. I actually have friends that play PGA.
Really?
Yeah.
They play in the PGA?
No, that's they
crazy.
Play the game.
That's
you
crazy.
Fuck.
No, in you wipe.
No.
Okay.
I wish I wouldn't be here. I'd be fucking being their caddy or some shit.
Their driver.
This game? You don't remember this game?
Let me see.
Brutal Legend. Jack Black started as a star. He was like a rock star, and he had a guitar that he like slashed demons with.
Huh. No, I don't. This missed me completely. Mm. What year did it come out?
Let's find out. It came out in 2009.
What was I doing in 2009? I was on Xbox, Gears of War.
Oh, yeah, 360. Yeah, that would have been Gears of War. Yeah. Dude, it got good reviews, 9.3 on IGN.
I bet it came out right when School of Rock came out.
Right after, yeah.
The 2009, we were like, my friend, his aunt had, like, she was a realtor, and so there was an empty house that she kind of let us have a LAN party in. Like, we brought all of our Xboxes. And
Just an abandoned home in the city? Or
no, in our town. Like, she was selling the home, but it was empty. Like, it wasn't occupied.
But it had internet?
Yeah. It had that. I guess that was the sell, is that it had everything was included if you moved in for a certain amount of time. So it was already hooked up. So, but we didn't necessarily, we just had LAN parties. So we just
How did you up. Stumble into this situation?
It was high school junior year, so we were already playing games in like the biology classroom, like a bunch of nerds. We were playing Halo basically every lunch period, and then we had to close the door because too many people were hanging out trying to like
play
shit, so that became a problem. But we just moved that into like the house. He had mentioned it to his aunt, and she was like, you guys can just don't make a mess. We weren't bad kids. She was like, just don't make a mess and clean up. You know?
Did you?
Yeah.
Good for you.
We did. Well, I drove home to go to sleep because I forgot that we were going to sleep. I was like, we're going to play games, right? And that's all I brought was my games. And
why don't you just sleep on the floor, dude? It. Cold under a sweater.
Oh, because it was too cold there.
What?
It's
fucking Hawaii,
dude. Yeah, but it was probably like 58 and I wasn't ready. And I was like, I have a car. I live 10 minutes away.
Just slept in the car.
I'll be back in the morning. No, I like sleeping in my bed. I don't like sleeping other places unless it's a hotel.
It's fair.
I'll sleep in a hotel any day because blackout curtains and clean sheets.
Yeah.
And then you ever sleep in a hotel bed where you feel kind of let down? You're like, this is terrible.
Honestly, never. No. I always get great sleep in hotels. They're always such firm mattresses. It's pretty great, yeah. What else? Oh, wait, we said PGA and Mortal Kombat. Yeah, no, those are great. Mortal Kombat X. Have they come out with 11 yet? Yeah, they did, right?
Well, they keep expanding this one with new characters, so, I mean.
I thought they came out with another one since that one.
MK. I mean, sure. This one's free. There's probably 15 at this point.
Yeah, fair enough.
Follow-up to this story that we've been sort of following, the Activision Blizzard drama suit. So they finally, they've settled.
Yeah, I saw.
They've settled. Did you read their statement?
No.
I shall read it aloud.
Oh, boy.
Under the agreement, Activision Blizzard has committed to create an $18 million fund to compensate and make amends to eligible claimants. Any amounts not used for claimants will be divided between charities that advance women in the video game industry or promote awareness and harassment and gender equality issues, as well as company diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives as approved by the EEOC.
Okay.
Then they said there is no place anywhere at our company for discrimination, harassment, or unequal treatment of any kind, and I am grateful to the employees who bravely shared their experiences. I am sorry that anyone had to experience inappropriate conduct, and I remain unwavering in my commitment to make Activision Blizzard one of the most inclusive, respective, and respectful workplaces. A little late.
Yeah, a little late. But, I mean, they're doing something?
Like, I don't know. This just sounds like someone hired their lawyer to be like, all right, we need to put something out, right? You got this? Sounds good.
I'm like, $18 million ain't shit.
Yeah, really, right?
Yeah.
Really, that's... What is that?
I mean, the CEO makes more than that for sure.
Should be each person at the table.
I mean... Again, it's something, at the very least. I did like that they said that it's like the EEOC is going to be the like final declarant. I don't know if that's a word. On like whether or not they're living up or doing. I can't remember how they worded it. Basically, like the EEOC is going to be like.
They set the standard.
Yes. Yeah. That's they the set gist. The bar. Yeah. Yeah, so that's good. At least they're going to have somebody watching over them, hopefully, that doesn't get...
Hopefully, or are they going to have...
Bribed.
Like, or are they going to hire an EEOC manager in Activision Blizzard?
Not likely.
Who will then report to the EEOC?
Nah, not likely. They'll probably have someone external, I would imagine.
I think we should reach out and see if we can get comment.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
From Blizzard?
Do you ever watch...
Or the EEOC?
Just in general, if we could send out like an intern and be like, hey, yeah. Hal, can you reach out to Blizzard for us real quick?
Maybe we should offer to be the EEOC person on the inside.
Ooh.
And then we can double agent them and be like, well, you guys can keep on touching people. We won't say shit. Just give us a bunch of money.
Just give William a free account. Just let him play all of the games.
No, I need money.
What if they give you in-game gold?
No.
Nope. But like there's ways you can trade bills gold to be for paid. Money, you know? Like
not legally. No, I want my tracks to be covered. Okay. I guess what I'm doing.
What's
isn't
the
legal
price?
Anyway.
What is your price, sir?
I guess I'm blackmailing. That's kind of illegal anyway, so
$1,700 a week.
Nah, dude, we're gonna up it to like $5,000 a week.
That's too much money for me.
Not for Blizzard, though.
Don't give me that. I'll buy a pirate ship. Like, yeah. I'll save for 6 months and have my own personal Polynesian black pearl.
Let's go.
Hey, Activision Blizzard, we just have dreams that we would like you to pay us for.
Yeah.
Please.
Have you ever played that Sea of Thieves game?
No.
Apparently it's really good.
Sounds like I immediately think of like a battleship.
It's like open world pirate shit.
Mm. So was Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Yeah.
Too much. It felt like Assassin's Creed Waterworld. That's what it felt
like. Yeah,
you're
too much. They leaned too much into their new mechanic.
Yeah, they're like, we spent a lot of money on this.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
It was kind of annoying. It's like, but I'm tired of deck battles. I'm not trying to be a pirate.
Well, that's the whole point of the game, though.
Yeah, I know, but like that's the wrong direction. We've discussed this ad nauseum.
Well, I mean, it's not up to us.
How are you going
to
be an assassin pirate? Nobody. That's terrible. It's frustrating.
Still could be. It could work.
Netflix, by the way, they're into the game world now. Have you seen this? They're picking up some mobile game. Well, they picked up a publisher, I guess, who's creating mobile games, and it's going to be included in your Netflix membership.
So you have to go to the Netflix app, and you'll be able to play games on their Netflix app?
Probably.
Weird.
I don't know if it's going to be a game that you download to the app, or if you're going to be streaming said game, you know?
Right.
I don't know what sort of technology is behind this, but they're trying to definitely diversify their profile.
But mobile games?
Portfolio. Wrong P word, sorry. Yeah, I mean, you got to start somewhere.
Fucking eye roll, dude.
Yeah, and they're also doing certain games in certain markets. So, in like the EU, they're doing like a few Stranger Things games, and like in Poland and shit. So they're testing the waters and seeing what genres kind of pick up where, and then where we can start. You know, they don't know where to start, and so I like that they're like, hey, we're interested. So
it better be unique. It better not be just like, hey, here, remember this show? Let's make a video game out of it. Like, that would make me upset.
Dude, I would be in for, like, a Squid Game video game. You watching this shit?
No.
Oh, dude.
Squid?
Squid Game? It's a show. It's a Korea. It's from Korea. And they're basically locked up, and they're playing these games to win a large sum of money. I'm skirting around a lot of plot points, but it's very compelling television. And it's slated to be Netflix's biggest show. If trends continue for the next week and a half, it'll be Netflix's biggest show ever.
Oh, well, you're helping it.
Yeah. So go to netflix.com/Squid Game. Game Boys to get 10% off your membership subscription. And Night School Studio is who they're picking up. Sorry.
I don't know who that is.
It's fine.
I wonder what their plan is.
I mean, just to get more, you know, somewhere.
Well, I know, but as far as like what their like games are going to entail.
If I was Netflix, I would be eyeballing Google Stadia. Like, that's clearly the technology that you
need.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's why, like, when I said like mobile games, I was like, fuck, god damn it, dude, like.
Maybe it's a numbers game for them. They're like, dude, look at how many people own phones. Look at how many people own two phones.
I think a lot of people watch Netflix on their phone, surprisingly. I don't, really, unless I'm on, like, a plane or something. But usually I use my iPad.
Oh, that makes sense.
I find it so weird when people watch Netflix on their phone.
I feel so poor when I'm on, like, I'm flying back home in fucking coach because nobody wants to book me and or pay me. But I feel so poor when I use that clamp on the seat in front of me that's specifically just for a phone. And it's like I don't have a screen big enough to watch a television.
I've never seen that before.
No, I think they're on, like, United flights, and they're definitely on the Hawaiian flights. But it's like a clip.
Yeah.
They're just put your phone in. I was on a plane where the flight attendant gave me like this cardboard thing that I had to fold out and then put my phone in that was like a stand, and then I put that on the fold out table. I was like, this is the most MacGyver shit ever. That's my fault for being poor.
I would have been like, no, I'm good, I'll just hold it.
He was like, he was so nice about it. Like, he thought he was genuinely doing me a favor. Like,
he didn't fold it up for you?
No, he just handed me the thing.
What a piece of shit.
That's coach, bro.
You should have folded it up and then put like peanuts and a soda in it and handed it to you.
Like a little movie box. That would be cool if I had a little thing and it was like a movie box for my phone.
Some popcorn and peanuts, or not peanuts because people are allergic. They don't give out peanuts anymore. Pretzels and popcorn.
Cheetos
you could do.
Cheetos and popcorn.
Except so messy, dude. You don't want to do like fingery messy stuff, you know, because then they people wipe it on the seat and shit.
Bro, I'm not cleaning the plane. I'm a flight attendant. When the flight is over, I attend nothing. I leave.
Do you think?
I hope so. Fuck,
I wonder who cleans the plane. Do they have like cleaning crews
there
for the inside
of the
plane?
Especially now, there has to be like an inside sanitation crew, you know, that has to like flip everything and vacuum. And
you ever sit in a plane and like check the little pocket in front of you? There's like a magazine
every time
left in there.
Dude, I look for a gun usually. I'm like, come on.
Let there be a weapon.
little sword in there, just stuffed in there. Yeah. The best thing I found, I have found like a bag of candy.
Really?
Yeah. Like, so I think, oh, fuck. What were they? They were like Sour Punch Kids, maybe.
Nice.
It was like a yellow bag.
Did you eat them?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was sealed.
Okay, cool.
And this was pre-TSA, too.
Do you think that person did that on purpose?
No. No.
Nobody leaves Sour Patch Kids behind.
It was some fat fuck who forgot it and then went, "Oh, I left my candy on the plane."
Fuck.
Meanwhile, my fat ass is
on the plane and
shit. Yeah. Not, my seatbelt's probably not even clipped yet. I'm just like, fucking free candy. Oh.
Yeah.
Jerk it off into my mouth.
Yeah. That's the best way to do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever find good shit? Have you ever found anything like out in the wild?
I found a weed grinder once.
Really?
Yeah.
Me too.
I still use it to this day.
I found it. Yeah. In my car. I don't know whose it is.
That's right. Yeah, no, I had a friend that we would just like meet up at random places and just like smoke together. And one day we met at this one place and he's like, "Hey man, do you see that like little purple thing out there?" I was like, "Yeah, like what is it?" And he's like, "It's a grinder." And I was like, "No way." And he's like, "Yeah." I was like, because he got there before me. He's like, "I was looking at it before you got here, but it's only half of it. It was like the top half or something." And I was like, "That's weird. Like, why would it just be the top half? Like if somebody probably like ditched it or something, you know, like getting caught." Yeah. And I was like, "Most likely the other part's out there somewhere." So then we went and looked and sure enough, like 10 feet beyond where the other half was the other half. And yeah, I cleaned it up. Works great.
You still use it? That's the one you have?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's an heirloom almost.
Yeah. You know? That was like 7 years ago.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That's cool as fuck. Got to etch your names into it.
I mean, it was in Michigan. It was before
right on the bottom, like get a Dremel. Will was here.
Yeah. And I had like a 2-piece one. And so I gave that one to him and I kept the purple, the one I have now.
He hates you for it forever.
Like, probably. I hated that grinder because it was so thin and you would like turn it. And
BPA and you're fucking.
It would get stuck. It'd be hard to get like torque on it because it was so thin. It was like a hockey puck, so it was hard to twist. Like it worked good for like not sticky weed.
Yeah, I guess.
You know the stuff that like will just like crumble up. Yeah. Yeah, it was perfect for that.
Out here, they don't even sell those anymore. You know, because like your little hockey puck is what you get when you're not allowed to smoke weed anymore.
Yeah, you want to conceal it.
Out here, they get you like put fucking. Do you want a NutriBullet, bro? To just grind your shit.
Yeah.
Put it in a K cup.
Right. Don't even worry about it.
Someone tried to sell me you know when people are like in the malls and stuff, they like put stuff on your table and like if you want to buy it and you just leave it there, they grab it and you move on. So somebody was selling keychain like grinders, like single nug grinders. And I was like, this is for nobody. This is enough weed for nothing. This is enough weed to lose. Like,
it's just enough weed to be a loser with, you know, just like
this is inconvenient for everybody. I'm not going to pay you for a chore.
It's like just enough to like pack a bowl.
If that, maybe put at the bottom of a bowl so the real bowl doesn't fall through.
I feel like a lot of that stuff is just made because someone will buy. Because if someone has everything and they just buy weed paraphernalia because that's their thing.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
My brother had this cool little keychain flashlight that turned into a pipe. That was the coolest.
Oh, yeah? That's pretty dope,
like,
dude.
And it was all metal, too, so it was like a pipe, not this keychain plastic thing you're smoking through. But when you put it back together, it looked like a miniature mag light that was hanging on his keys. Like, that's
cool.
That's dope as fuck.
That's perfect, yeah.
I don't even know where he got it. But
should I ask him?
That's the islands for you, I guess. Do you remember us talking about Amazon's MMO
that they were working on?
New World, I guess.
They canceled it.
No. Oh. It launched in
beta?
Let's see. They've launched. It's like $35-$40 or whatever. You play it on Steam and it's the second most played game with most concurrent players.
Wow.
And if trends continue, it'll have the most. It's second only to Counter-Strike.
And on Steam.
On Steam. And I guess as such, the servers are struggling.
Yeah. Naturally.
Red alert. There's going to be a fire somewhere. But 500,000 concurrent players.
500,000. Jeez.
Yeah.
And when did it come out?
Yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. I can see why they'd be having problems. Diablo 2 came out on Thursday, and they were having server problems as well, which happens every single time something like that comes out.
Yeah, and I understand the technology's complicated, but like,
nobody, prepare for it.
Nobody writes a program or something that'd be like, hey man, what happens if we have this many people and this many servers running at this? Like, you don't have like a Mad Libs algorithm where you can put in specific numbers or ranges and be like, ah, oh, you're probably gonna need a couple more. You know? Or
yeah,
pace
I mean,
it out or
I don't know if you noticed, but Blizzard Activision is kinda struggling right now.
Like, we don't have any extra programmers
trying to figure shit
Sorry.
Out, you know.
All the ones we would have underpaid left, so now shit's expensive again. So yeah, that's cool. I'm interested in it. I was gonna check it out. So I don't know, it's just a new MMO. It's hard to get into any other MMO that's already exists. It's difficult to jump into a culture, you know, like to
yeah.
start WoW.
Yeah.
So that's why it was new. That's why I was interested. So I might still check it out. We'll see.
On Steam? On your fucking...
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see what
age-old computer?
Well, I may have the inside line on a new laptop.
Okay.
We'll discuss it. Yeah. All
right, young
yeah.
man.
I'm talking, not me, but my parents. So, look, my birthday's coming
Good.
Up
Ooh,
and Christmas
girl.
Is coming up. And, yeah.
And, yeah.
It might be a technological Christmas for me.
Good.
Or just one. I don't know.
So it should be.
I really want an iPad, though, you know?
Get an iPad.
Now that you mentioned, like, using that for entertainment, like, I'd rather read on an iPad than my phone.
Fuck yeah.
I feel fucking stupid, like, when I have my phone up here and I'm scrolling.
Yeah, because nobody thinks you're reading.
Yeah, they
just
all think
you're
I'm
fucking
trying
off.
To look at someone's nipple. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he's on Tinder, huh?
Is that a no?
He's really looking hard at her. Oh, there he swiped. Wow, he took that long to fucking...
If you have to think, just say no, bro.
What? Yeah. To reading? What?
Yeah. You had a list for us.
Yeah, I have a list for today. This is from GamesRadar.com. It is the best games to replay for maximum value and reward.
What games have you replayed, not including WoW? Like, for the same experience again? Like, oh, that was
I mean...
Fun.
Diablo, but that's kind of the same thing. Like, that's kind of the point of the game is
yeah.
to replay it. That was Diablo 3. Red Dead Redemption 2, I'm playing through for a second time right now. I don't know. Most of the time when I finish a game, I go, okay, I'm done. Most of the time.
I replayed Call of Duty Modern Warfare, Call of Duty 4. I replayed that campaign a lot.
That's weird. Okay.
Yeah. It was fun.
Okay.
It was the first, though.
I mean, all right, but it's weird.
No.
I mean, okay.
There's different difficulties, bro.
I mean,
you
yeah.
You try it with a grenade launcher the whole time. It's real fun to do the grenade launcher or a grenade launcher when you're supposed to be a sniper. Way better. It's way more fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure, man.
And Titanfall. No, Titanfall was a dope campaign.
Oh, my God. You play the weirdest fucking...
Titanfall is the... It's still single-handedly the most unique first-person experience in the campaign I've ever had. That's why I replayed it.
That's fair.
And it's quick. It's like 10 hours.
Does Tony Hawk count? Because I've fucking played those levels through 50 times.
If Tony Hawk counts, then Ratchet and Clank counts, even though I played the new one. So, yeah, no, I think it does because replaying Tony Hawk was definitely replaying Tony Hawk. Like, you could still do
yeah.
what you did before, you know, mm-hmm. when you were 8. So, yeah, I would count that as a replay. That's a solid replay, too.
Yeah, fuck yeah. It was awesome. I'm trying to think.
If there was an SSX, I'd be playing the shit out of that game.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. I mean, we got Unreal Engine now. Give me some SSX. Why not?
Everybody's going for realistic.
Yeah, give me cool borders.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Or there's like a metal detector in the middle of the fucking racetrack.
You know, I mean, I played Grand Theft Auto 5 a couple times, I think.
Pokemon. I played a lot of Pokemon.
Well, a lot of the games that we were playing is not because they're replayable, but just because we like them. It's not that, like, the ending is different. Like, I guess Grand Theft Auto 5, you can choose to kill different people,
yeah.
but why would you choose to kill anyone?
Oh, Fable. Fable I replayed because it had different endings.
That makes sense. Yeah. And that's why I'm replaying Red Dead 2. because I know it has different endings.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, are you ready to hear? There's 30 games on this list.
Let's go. I'm gonna disagree.
Number 30 is The Walking Dead, the Telltale Games.
The Oculus Quest game?
I don't think so. It's 2012.
I guess. I guess that's fun. I mean, the world that they build is cool. I'm into zombie games, but at a certain point when the video game industry has decided we're so over zombies, we're going to call them something else.
Yeah.
Like, how replayable is it?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never played a Telltale game because it seems like I've already seen this, so why the fuck would I play a Telltale game? I think they made Game of Thrones ones too.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly, right? Mm. Anyway, number 29, The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening.
Hell yeah. I'll play that every time it comes out on almost everything.
The 2019 version. Is that specifically Link's Awakening or just Zelda in general?
Link's Awakening is the best one. It sets the groundwork for Link Hyrule lore, I would say.
Okay.
And yeah. Link's Awakening is important.
Okay. Number 28, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain.
I disagree. I disagree with that one because it's not a spoiler at this point. You're not even playing a Solid Snake. You're playing some fucking clone guy. And I understand the world is about clones there, but this guy doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. And you figure that out by the end. And the only reason it's replayable is because it's an open world Metal Gear Solid game.
Yeah, and their point was that vast ways to complete levels. Like, yeah, there's so many different ways to do shit that, like, you could play it again and do different things in different areas, essentially. Yeah. I've never played it, so I don't know.
Red Dead's better in terms of an open world. Okay. It's alive.
That's fair. 27, Dark Souls Trilogy. Have you ever played Dark Souls?
Dark Souls is hard, dude.
I've never
played. There's not enough, like, save points, and I'm kind of a bitch when it comes to that. It's like, you know, I spent enough of my childhood grinding through my games. I don't want to do that now.
Yeah.
And it is a difficult game. But from what I hear, the people that love it love the shit out of it. So I would imagine.
Yeah, that's true. It does have a big following.
Yeah.
Cult following, kind of.
They probably just replay it on a Monday.
Probably. The whole thing, yeah. Number 26, Cities Skylines. I can attest to this one.
Yeah.
Definitely replayable because you can choose like a different map layout. And then you're going to build your city different and do, and it has like different resources that you can tap into. So it's just going to be a complete, pretty much a different city every time. I mean, it will be, but yeah. You didn't play that at all when
I
it came out?
No.
Oh man. It's a good time.
I was playing like Farmville and shit.
Yeah. You were playing cool stuff instead. Yeah. And they have a lot of DLC too, which makes it, you know, of course, infinitely replayable almost.
And expensive.
Kind of. Yeah. Number 25, Choice of Robots.
I'm in.
This is basically like a word game.
Way to fucking break my heart. I was hoping for like a real steel Rock'em Sock'em robots, punch them in the face.
It's like an interactive story told entirely through text. So it's that kind of choose one of these. Choose
what
your ending.
What fucking Mormon wrote this list?
Dude,
how
there's
is that
30 games. I don't know.
Bro.
It must be. It's probably good.
Metal Gear
know.
Solid ranked lower than that. That's ridiculous.
I don't know. Maybe it's really good. You never played it. You don't fucking know.
I know.
Why don't you play Choice of Robots? Available on PC and Android.
Oh, because I'm an iPhone boy.
Well, whose fault is that? Anyway, 24, Dragon Age Inquisition. I've never played a Dragon Age game.
Dragon Age is fun. Yeah, those are always fun.
I feel like I probably should play one at some point.
Mm-hmm. Actually, let me see if I have one.
You have one? Hey, pull out God of War while you're over there so I can take that home too. Number 23 is Bloodborne. Wasn't that one of the free games? Not. It looks difficult. Bloodborne has 27 optional bosses, which should tell you a lot about its replayability, and its compelling combat is paired with story secrets that you have to hunt to find. The various classes, called Origins, and a wide arsenal of weapons will keep it feeling fresh. Well, that's... All right. That's fair. Good amalgamation of different stuff. Hey, what's taking so long, partner? How do you not have my God of War? I did not take it. You must have gave it to someone else. Are we trading? Is that what's going on?
No, but it's on a must play, and it is a good game, and I've played it twice, right. So I agree.
Fair enough. You played it twice.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Number 22, Red Dead Redemption 2.
I disagree. It's not even that fun. Like, it's fucking...
super overrated.
Yeah, well, you get 12 bullets at a time. Super boring.
I forget about it as a game, to be honest. No, phenomenal game. Playing it the second time is even better, to be honest, because then, like, Dutch is, like, even more sketchy.
You're all suspicious and shit.
Yeah, you're like, dude, fuck this guy. You know? Yeah. But there's a part of you that's like, well, maybe this time he'll pull through.
Maybe he'll shut the fuck up about Blackwater.
He's so charismatic. 21, Kingdom Come Deliverance is a medieval RPG. That sounds fun. Available on PC, Xbox One, and PS4. I've never heard of this game.
Screenshot it.
Nah.
Not that interested?
I mean, I don't have time for another RPG. If I'm going to play that game, Dragon Age, I don't have time for this shit, dude.
Skyrim 2. Diablo 2?
No, I have Skyrim. Wait, do I? No, I don't. But I've played that. I have replayed that. That's one I replayed, three times. I replayed that. Yeah, good one. 20, Civilization 6.
Okay.
That makes sense, right? Yeah. Any kind of those, like, RTS games.
Yeah.
They, especially in that fashion where it's like, choose your empire.
Your factions,
yeah. And it's like six different ones and the maps are generated differently every time. Like, yeah, that's.
I want a good RTS game. I need one of those.
I know, dude. Like, StarCraft. I don't know. I played it a little bit, but I was just like,
it's too out there. It's not engaging enough for me. Like StarCraft in general. Like,
I like Age of Empires style, where you're like upgrading your buildings and like doing research and like you're going through the different ages of man, so to speak. I like that concept.
And like graduating from bows and arrows to muskets, and then you have your fucking your horse guys gallop through
and then you
ransack a town.
Yeah, you make like rockets and shit, and then you go attack the people that have horses still. Yeah. Like that's that's what Germany did in World War II. That was their goal. Number 19, Halo, the Master Chief Collection. I mean, I guess.
Most of the Halos are very replayable.
But that's such a railroady. Like it's like Call of Duty. It's like Call of Duty is not. It's like you're not gonna get a different experience.
Yeah, you play it on a different difficulty when you get more precise. That's what it is.
Yeah, but that's not replayability.
But then you get like more monsters and stuff. You know, you get more brutes and shit. Jesus Christ, dude!
I'm breaking shit, dude.
You're so buff.
Don't know how strong I am. But it's the same shit though. It's like it's not like you're getting it besides like achievement points, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I've always had a good time with Halo.
I don't know. When I think of replayable, I think
new experience
each time you play it.
Hmm. You never played Halo in Legendary.
Whatever.
That's a new experience, bro. You're like, when did the Needler get this powerful? That's crazy.
Uh-huh. Whatever. Number 18, Resident Evil 2 Remake.
Oh. I'm surprised your brain can even read that.
I'm scared. Just reading the description here. Apparently, when you play it a second time, the zombies become much more difficult and take more damage, and the puzzles are remixed.
Huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sounds shitty.
Cool.
To be honest. Right? Sounds terrible.
I want to do like a horror escape room, but I also don't want to panic when there's cameras on me.
I don't want to.
Or even an escape room.
I don't like being scared like that.
No. What about like Halloween Horror Nights?
What's that?
Just Universal Studios. They got like the scares out and stuff. Oh, and you kind of walk around.
That would probably be fun. That's in jest though. Sometimes it's fucking rude.
No.
Anyway, number 17, Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice.
Okay, I've heard good things about that game.
Yeah, and it has like, I don't know, a lot of the like the Batman games have it, like the new game plus thing, where like you keep all your abilities and replay the game, but it's also harder. So that, I think that's a popular thing, especially because the boss, there was something with the bosses in this game that was like really unique, but I can't remember what the fuck was.
Yeah, I think they had to die twice.
Oh, so, is that what it was?
Probably.
Oh, you had to kill them twice? That sounds so annoying.
Fucking bullet sponges. I guess blade sponges.
Yeah. That game I thought was going to be your ninja game, but not so much, I guess.
No, it's not what I wanted.
Yeah, no.
It's not.
You're never going to get it. I hope you know that.
But I did get what I wanted one time on a PlayStation 1.
Yeah, you won't get it again.
So eventually I will. And I will say Ghost of Tsushima is
it's getting there.
It's close to what I think I think they could have released Ghost of Tsushima Samurai and then Ghost of Tsushima Ninja and give you two different games.
Or just make that a choice within the game.
Or that, because the mechanics feel like they're made to be compatible between both sort of
interactions. Maybe they'll do that next.
That'd be dope, but I feel like I'm getting a mediocre version of both experiences when they could have focused and given me closer to what I've wanted, but it's cool.
You're never going to be satisfied.
The dual mode I'm into, where you get to call out someone and then they come challenge you. Like when you approach an enemy fort, there's a standoff. You hold up on the D-pad, and then so your samurai goes, "Come out and fight me!" And so you have a single sword standoff with another enemy, and so there's like
you. And hold, if you win, you get their followers or
no? Well, you hold triangle, and you have to wait for the NPC to actually attack. But the NPC will also throw in feints, like he'll like try and juke you so that you prematurely release triangle. Because if you do it in time, as he attacks your character, one hit kill, kshink, cinematic. And then if you upgrade the ability, you can kill like up to three or four more on the same like cinematic enemies. But if you miss it, if you let go before he attacks, he hits you and basically one more hit from anyone and you're dead. And so you have to redo that standoff again.
Wow.
And so that's cool because that's difficult.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
I die a lot.
But do you have the option to just go in and start fucking people up though?
Yeah, you can go in quietly. Yeah. That there's that option, but it's...
Is it difficult to be stealthy?
No,
it's not. Like in Red Dead where they're like, here's how to stealth. And you're like, when am I going to use this?
It's sort of. It's mostly just avoid enemy line of sight because... Even when you like fall or you like you roll and your character obviously makes noise, they don't hear you and so the stealth mechanic is there, but it's very basic.
I see. Number 16, the Stanley Parable. Never heard of this.
It sounds like a plug.
But apparently it's played on PC and I guess there's 19 endings. I don't really have too much information.
Shouldn't
on
a parable this. Have one ending? Aren't
I don't
you
know.
Trying to tell us one thing about life?
I don't know what a parable is.
It's like two bowls.
Oh.
It's a pair of bowls.
I don't know. But you can play it on Steam. It looks weird.
So when I check out New World, I'm maybe.
Check out the Stanley Parable. Number 15, Persona 5 Royal.
It sounds like a mobile game.
Never heard of it. It's on PS4.
We were busy playing Red Dead. Sorry, guys.
I guess it's a remaster. What's a JRPG?
A Jap anime.
How dare you? Number 14, because we don't know anything about the game, Fallout 4. Did you ever play Fallout 4?
Yeah.
Did you?
I did.
I never did.
Fallout was good.
That's just kind of like Skyrim, where it's just like so big that you can play it so many times.
Yeah, and 4 was good because they made you choose certain factions very early in the game. Like, you couldn't wait and be like, oh, I want to learn about them. You kind of got there, and you're like, do you want to join or not, bitch?
Right.
So that was fun.
Number 13, Telling Lies.
That game's I replay every day.
With your girl?
Every day. Every fucking day.
So this is basically you play an FBI agent and you have a bunch of video clips that you're looking through to try to solve a mystery. And they're not like in order. But yeah, that's the concept of the game.
That's cool.
Yeah, that sounds cool, right?
Yeah.
Available on PC and iOS.
Huh, okay.
So
I might check it out. It
might be a few dollars on the App Store.
Might be on Arcade.
Might be. Number 12, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
BOTW. So
two LOZs on here, dude.
It's there's so much to do. It does feel like a chore to play Breath of the Wild, but the world
That's games now, though. Like, every game is like that, you know?
But the world is so deep that it's rewarding. It's like one of those, like, you know, it sucks for 2.5 hours, but you get a good cutscene, you get more things, you get more rewards by the end. That you're like, wow, that was super. I'm glad it's over, but I'm glad I did it.
Did you play that on your Switch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You're gonna play the second one?
Yeah. I have Breath of the Wild. I have Hyrule Warriors. So.
Whoa. Yeah. Cool, dude. You're so cool.
I am dope.
Number 11, Nier Automata.
Yes, please. I'll take two.
Nier Automata boasts 26 endings, one for each letter of the alphabet.
That's some Detroit shit.
A second playthrough is really an entirely new campaign that runs alongside the original story, but is told from another perspective, that of an android with a different hack and slash combat style to your first character. Well, that just sounds like two games in one.
Yeah, sounds like a 6-hour experience for each.
Yeah, I've never heard of that game.
Neither, no. What's it called?
Nier Automata? Automata? I don't know. A-U-T-O-M-A-T-A? I don't know how to say words.
Nier Automata.
Yeah. Okay, we're getting to the top 10. Number 10, Crusader Kings 2.
Liars. I don't know what that is.
It says Crusader Kings 2 has all the backstabbing, strategic marriages, and warfare you'd expect from a series of Game of Thrones. Paradox's grand strategy sim is complicated and occasionally fiddly, but it's the deepest power sim on PC, and every campaign takes on its own ever-changing personality. It's largely because every character on the map, from a mighty ruler to a lowly vassal, has their own traits, ambitions, and rivalries. When they collide, it's orchestrated chaos that's unpredictable enough to be exciting, but that will, with the right moves, you can still bend to your will, controlling any one of these characters in any era. So it's basically like a Civilization type thing, but with more detail.
You know what that sounds like is, do you remember that Lord of the Rings game we played? Where you could, like, wraith jump between buildings.
Oh, but yeah, then Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah, and then you had to, like, conquer castles, and that's what that feels like. And because you could also have, you could set almost any of your goblin allies as the head of that castle, and then, you know, you would have certain interactions depending on which goblin you decided was going to stay there, or which goblin you fought, or.
And it affects other things around the city, too.
Yeah. That's a very replayable game if you just want to sit down and hack and slash them. I had a really good time with
first it. First part of that game for 20 hours, probably, if you want.
Yeah, you definitely can. You don't even get to the castle, which is when... did you ever get there?
I got to the second part of the... Like, the second area you go to.
But you met, like, the big orc guy who's, like, funny, and I think you meet him in the fighting pits, and then you conquer a castle, and it the game takes such a tonal shift there that it makes it fun.
Like, I don't know. I met Gollum.
No, further in then.
Oh, no, I didn't get that far then.
It might be halfway through the game then, but it does. It's one of those where, like, oh, I've grinded so much. Where's the fun? And then you meet this guy and you're like, oh, there it is.
There we go.
Now he's fun. He's quirky. He says shit. All because you hit him in the head too hard and you basically reprogrammed him.
Nice.
I think I might re-download that game, actually.
Oh, I still have it on my system.
I delete them.
All of them?
Yeah.
Don't you have a fucking external?
I do, but all right, it's not a big one.
Number 9, Disco Elysium. Have you ever played that?
Mm-mm. Nope.
This is I've heard about this game. It's an old school RPG, but it's all like dialogue based. So it's
no action. It's just conversations.
Yeah. But like you
playing like Littlefinger over here, bro.
Sure. Yeah. And I don't know. Apparently it's like really weird too. So I don't know. I've been wanting to try it out because someone I work with actually said that they replay it often. And I was like, oh, well, maybe it's worth checking out because she said that. And then I saw it on this list and I was like, oh, this might be.
What is it called?
Disco Elysium.
PlayStation?
Yeah, PC, PS4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch.
Oh, wow.
Number 8, Hitman 2, which we both downloaded because of last month's free game. But I think that for obvious reasons, and especially the newer Hitmans, there isn't like a million ways to kill people. So
yeah,
you can play every, what do they call them?
Instance. Session?
Game? Yeah, instance. Multitudes of time. And they kind of encourage that too, because they'll have challenges where it's like, kill him with this, or kill him with the lead pipe, kill him with kill him in the fucking gardener outfit with the fucking rake or some bullshit like that. So that's always playable. Have you started up Hitman 2 since you downloaded it?
No, I haven't.
Neither have I.
I've been trying to piss through Ghost of Tsushima because
that's fair. Yeah,
I want more games.
That's fair. Number 7 is another one that was actually a free game that we had, Hollow Knight.
Oh yeah,
remember that?
Hollow Knight was,
it was weird,
very odd.
Yeah, I had a hard time like really getting into it. And once I got into it a little bit, I was like, oh, I'm gonna you have to like go deep on this.
Yeah, you have to spend some time.
Yeah.
The puzzles were not grand but big. Like you had to get certain things from certain, like. It just felt like such an open world experience in two dimensions. Like, I don't want to go all the way over there.
Yeah, I don't want to go back there. That was a lot of work. That was a lot of running. Why does this webpage suck?
Disco Elysium?
Yeah.
This one says the final cut comes out on 11/9.
I don't know what that means.
Me either. Maybe it's an extension?
This website fucking sucks, Games Radar.
Were we at top 5, right?
Yeah, I was at number 6.
What do you think the most replayable game is? It's got to be Super Mario.
No, why?
Tetris?
Ooh, that might be a good choice.
Tetris is definitely the most replayable game
of all
paper.
Time.
On paper, I mean, really.
Okay, here we go. Number 6, The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt.
Nice.
Yeah, that seems reasonable. There's a lot of different, like different things you can craft and, like, different avenues you can go down of, like, what powers you want to make more powerful. So I can see that you can make a different build every time. You haven't played The Witcher?
I played The Witcher.
You did? Yeah, oh, yeah, you owned it. That's right.
Yeah.
Number 5, 80 Days. Is what this one's called. Something about taking a boat trip and surviving 80 days. I don't understand. I don't know.
Around the world in 80 days?
Sure, dude. PC, iOS, Android, Nintendo Switch. Try it out, George. 80 days.
Try it out.
Number 4, Divinity, Original Sin 2.
That sounds dirty.
It's a text-heavy RPG. I'm good. I don't need to read more.
Yeah, give me an audible version.
Yeah. Number 3, Mass Effect Trilogy.
Okay.
I've never played Mass Effect.
Okay, Mass Effect's dope.
Yeah?
I like the idea, especially the second one, maybe? Fuck, I don't know. They're all kind of a mash. But yeah, no, the Mass Effect is dope. I would replay Mass Effect and probably Dead Space over a weekend. That would be fun.
Ooh. Kind of the same game, almost. Yeah. Dead Space just scarier. Number 2, Dishonored 2. Wasn't that one that was a free game, too?
I don't know. Dishonored?
I feel like I played... Maybe it was the first one.
Do you remember the game Manhunt? Have we talked about this?
I remember it. I never played it.
Oh, dude. That was crazy. It was creepy. It's creepy AF, bro.
Yeah.
Super creepy. Like, I don't know how they got away with that kind of creepy.
Was that like... Was it a multiplayer game or was that single player?
Single player.
Single player. Wow.
Yeah, and like when
you just played a serial killer.
When you played it in headphones, it was creepier because there was different effects that would like, you know, oh, it's on the right side. Oh, yeah, God damn it. And back in that day, it's too immersive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was like PS2 days, right? Yeah.
What was number 1?
Number 1, we mentioned it already.
Talking. Did we?
Yeah.
Can you take it? Twisted Metal.
It's not. We haven't mentioned that today.
Oh.
The Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim. Yeah, of course. And that makes sense too, because you can do different.
Everybody's replayed that game.
Yeah, you can do. You can, you know, the skill points thing and like the different the amount trees of trees that you have. You can do it like again like an infinite number of builds in that game.
Yeah.
So, that's understandable too.
Yeah, I mean, but statistically, Tetris should be on this list, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you're probably right.
Replayability. Bang for your buck.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's just.
That should be our intro, the Tetris song.
Beep, boop. How does it go?
Da-na-da-da-na-da.
That's Super Mario.
Da-na-na-na-na-na.
Also Mario. Bam, boom, boom. Also Mario.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I don't know what that is.
That's Pokemon.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what the song is.
Me neither.
All right. Update. Gamefly is still a thing. I recommend it. It's fun. It's my fault that I'm not using it to its full potential because I haven't pissed through the game. But they have, their game lock feature is dope. The ability to just kind of keep the game if you want it and then continue on with your queue. There's options. Gamefly is what you make it. And there's a version for it's like $4 a month, I think.
Really?
That's like one disc at a time. There's no there's no game lock and there's no like, discounts,
but
if you're just trying to try some games, mm-hmm. you know, you want to play it for 2 days, put it back in the mail, you can keep going, just go through.
Right.
It's
think about it.
I'm into it.
I recently changed my Apple subscriptions from doing separate Apple Music, Apple TV to Apple One, which I didn't know was a thing. But I pay $15 a month for Apple TV, Apple Music, 50 gigs of iCloud storage, and access to Apple Arcade now, which has been interesting.
Is Apple One like all of it? Like one place for all of your Apple products? Is that what that is?
It's like one subscription. One. What am I trying to say? You pay once for all of like your Apple subscriptions instead of paying $10 for music here and then $5 for TV and right. then $2 for Arcade. Like it's just give us $15 at once and you're good. Like that's basically what it was.
Yeah.
And I was already paying $15 for music and TV. So it was like, well, this is kind of a no brainer.
Yeah.
So yeah, Apple, seems like a good deal.
Apple Music is where it's at. Though.
Dude, it's the shit, man. I went for a long time. I was trying to decide between Spotify and Apple Music and I did both their free trials. And I came out on Apple mostly because I can sync my devices easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as you have reception, Apple Music is fucking dope.
That part. Yeah. Yeah. There have been times where it's like cutting out and I want to fucking throw my phone through my windshield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I build playlists and then I'll download the songs
on
those playlists.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
So then it's like, oh, I know this. I'm going to want this to bang every time. So
I've been basically what I've been doing for my D&D sessions mm-hmm. within my music on my iTunes. I've made playlists for like different situations. So it'd be like intrigue, creepy, dark, dungeon, whatever. And then I've just been going through like video game soundtracks.
Oh, dope.
And then putting them songs in playlists. So like whenever they just get into a situation, I just go to that playlist. I hit shuffle. I have it on repeat. So it just repeats that song until I like change playlists.
Do you need, you need an office to play D&D in so that you guys can all sit around a table and then have surround sound so that you can Bluetooth into cool. that. And you guys are just like in a forest, you know, that'd be cool. With like a production manager behind like changing LED colors. So it's in a green forest and now it's fire.
Critical Role already does it. So.
Yeah, but you can do it with yourself and your friends. You should do it. You should do it. You should make it in comedy so I don't have to. And then.
Yeah, that's the plan. But I'll leave you behind.
No, you can't. No,
you can't. You won't let me.
No. You'll try. You'll try.
It won't work.
No. Okay. You're going to get booked and be like, hey, did he show you his rider? No. All right, I'll email you his rider. Also, I'm on his rider. So
you'll just step in and just be like, I'm his manager. Yeah. And be like, your manager hit us up and be like, who's my manager? Listen, George. George who? George Ferrito Asado? Yeah, all right. Fair enough.
I guess. I mean, give him 10 minutes, whatever. 10 minutes and some chicken. All right. Plugs, bro. This is going to come out real quick. That's why. So where are you at?
I mean, every Thursday at the W at Worthington's. I'll be at, where is the one that we're on? Is it in Redlands?
I think it's in Redlands. The Bruin True?
Bruin True on October 23rd, 8 p.m., I think. October 28th, I'm hosting for KJ's taping at the W at Worthington's.
And we'll have a late night mic after that.
Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, October 30th at Solario. And then follow me on Instagram at Willie_D20.
Yeah, October 19th, I'm in North Hollywood. October 23rd, I'm doing the comedy plug. And then at 8 o'clock, we're doing the show in Redlands, 1150 Brookside Avenue. October 30th, Solario Brewing Co. So far, we got our lineup almost finalized. So keep an eye out for that. Do we have lots of things in the works? No. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for listening. Bye.